Phil Moss is on the line. So much to talk about. Mossy, good morning. Oh, if you're a Luton Town supporter, you're in seventh heaven, but what a horrible way for Coventry to miss out on promotion. Good morning, Mossy.
Yeah, morning, Ray. Morning, Bulldog. It certainly is, and that's the drama that surrounds the that playoff game from the Championship into the English Premier League. It's the richest game in world football, and unfortunately, that means complete tragedy for the losers, particularly in a penalty shootout. I'll get my words out. As was the case in this one, Luton against Coventry. Luton getting the chocolate 6-5 in the penalty shootout, 1-1 at the end of normal play and extra time. But Luton, wow! Like, let's start from this game. They lost their captain, Tom Lockyer, collapsed to the ground in the first half and was taken to hospital. Unresponsive at first, from all reports, and then was responding, talking to his family from hospital. So, to overcome that for a start for the players, and thankfully Tom Lockyer seems to be okay from latest reports this morning, but just the mental side of dealing with that, and then, you know, forcing the result in the end to go to the big stage next season. It's remarkable, and full credit to Rob Edwards, their manager, and everyone involved with Luton Town.
Mossy, will Ange land at Spurs?
Oh, Bulldog, if I have a dollar for every time I get asked this question, I'd be happily retired. Who knows is the answer. Look, it's fair to say the smoke is getting thicker. And you know what it's like in your industry, Bulldog, where there's smoke, there's generally fire of some sort. I've always said I don't think it's a matter of if, it's just when Ange lands in the Premier League. And this Spurs link with Scott Munn, the ex-Melbourne City CEO, who is now overseeing all football operations at Spurs. The manager's seat is empty. They've had a disappointing season by their standards. It's in a lot of ways, it's got Ange written all over it, because it'd be a wonderful project for him. The only thing missing that he's got at Celtic really is, probably an emotional tie at the moment, because he does look, he's really fitted like a hand in a glove at Celtic. But he doesn't have Champions League or Europa League if he goes to Spurs. But it is a project that does have a lot of Angeism about it.
Yeah, it's really interesting what's happening. As you said, a lot of smoke where there's fire often. Hey, the final round of the EPL tomorrow morning, all games kick off at 1:30 a.m. Sydney time. For Everton, Leicester and Leeds, it's do or die, Mossy.
How do I handle the pressure, Ray? That's what it really comes down to. And if you look at who they've got, it's just intriguing watching. It'll be hard not to stay up right through the night to watch this. And as you said, all games kicking off at the same time, 1:30 a.m. our time. But Leicester host West Ham. Everton host Bournemouth. Leeds are at home to Spurs. So if you look at that, really, for me, unfortunately, I don't see Leeds and Leicester getting out of it. I just see Everton scratching their way to what they need there. But I'm actually tipping in my multi, which we'll get to at the end, but I'm tipping Leicester and Everton both to win. I don't see Spurs getting I don't see Leeds getting over Spurs, but I think Everton are in the box seat to stay up.
Now, Sam Kerr has done it again overnight, Mossy.
Freak. Absolute freak.
Pushing Chelsea to a fourth straight title and the double.
You said it, Ray. Absolute freak. Super
Sam. That was me.
Does it again. Oh, was that you? Oh, sorry.
Hey, Mossy, just quickly, I'll just butt in. Yep. Just for our Queensland listeners, they're about to go to Pass the Post, so I should have got into that a little bit earlier. But, yeah, Mossy, as Dino said, Sam Kerr, she does it again in those big games, doesn't she?
Yeah, farewell to our Queensland listeners for this Sunday. But, she has. She's, as I've said a few times, you know, if she doesn't go on, if she can have a strong showing with the Matildas at the World Cup, then I can't see anyone knocking her off for the Ballon d'Or. She's just incredible. She eats pressure for breakfast, lunch and dinner, loves it, stands up on the big occasion. They beat Reading overnight, and unfortunately that meant Reading goes down to the Championship, but Chelsea four titles in a row, and when Sam scored her second goal, she celebrated by looking at the crowd and putting those four fingers up proudly, one by one and counting them. So she was obviously over the moon. But yeah, it's wonderful. They won the FA Cup. They got knocked out in the Champions League semi-finals, which is the only thorn in their side, really. And Sam alluded to that after the game, that they really want that Champions League title next season. But Emma Hayes, the Chelsea manager, said she would not swap Sam Kerr for any player in the world. Yeah. Not just because of her goals, but her leadership, the way she is around the dressing room, the way she embraces pressure and helps the players around her embrace it. So, yeah, wonderful moment for Sam. And it's great for us as Matildas fans, because it means she comes home in a great headspace to lead our Matildas at the World Cup.
And in goal-scoring form, which is fantastic. Well, we've got the countdown to next weekend's A-League Grand Final on Saturday night at CommBank Stadium, Mariners versus Melbourne City. How do you see it, and is that part of your multi, Mossy?
It's not, Ray. I'm going to leave that one till next week, because I'm going to go with the same gamer for that one. But I see it as a cracking grand final. I really do. I think we've had some great games in this final series. We've had some great games all season. And once again, I think the standard of the A-League, you know, in a lot of ways has gone to another level this season. And I think that was proven by the A-League players that went to the World Cup and did so well. But I think if there's one team that can really give Melbourne City a shake in a one-off game on a big day, on a big stage, it's the Mariners. In the form they're in and the mindset that they've got under Nick Montgomery, it's 10 years since the Mariners' last grand final, when I was there with Arnie, obviously. So it's almost like the stars are aligning and it's a perfect storm. And Nick Montgomery missed that grand final because he got suspended from the semi-final. He's now there as the manager. So there's a lot of things sort of just adding up, if you follow the breadcrumbs, to a potential boil over in this one. But you can't write off Melbourne City, not by any stretch, because they've been the best team in the competition the last few years, although they lost last year's grand final. But the array of talent, attacking talent and defensive talent in midfield, there's so many stars in this grand final as you'd expect. But it's just going to be—it's going to be tough to tip. Let me give you the tip on that. But I'll work on it during the week. If I had to put my head on the block right now and tip a winner, I would go with—I'd probably still go with Melbourne City, but very, very, in a very, very tight win. Yeah. But I don't think it'll be a tight scoreline. I think there'll be goals in this. I'm tipping like a 2-1 or a 3-2.
Okay, interesting. And your multi, no doubt it's tonight's EPL games.
It is, Ray. Yep, let's go over to England. And I'm going all in here, five-legger. A massive five-legger. Bulldog won't be surprised by this. Going Arsenal to beat Wolves. Manchester City to beat Brentford. Crystal Palace to beat Forest. And then Leicester to beat West Ham and Everton to beat Bournemouth. So Arsenal into Manchester City, into Crystal Palace, into Leicester, into Everton.
Terrific. Hey, Mossy, really appreciate it. We'll talk next Sunday.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Hey, Mossy.
Oh, yes.
Five double bogeys and two triples yesterday, eh? Ooh. See you, mate. Have a good morning. Here's the news.
Thank you, guys.